What is the greatest bracha one can give an achsanya or an organization as partners of Torah? The greatest bracha one can give is Ribbono Shel Olam is the only one that can save our children in today's generation. I don't think anybody here deems himself qualified to bring up children in today's world, to bring them up to be Erlich Yidden, and to fight the war that they have to fight in today's degraded world. Maybe once upon a time we thought we were able to be mechanech our children. Today we know that we have to have Siyata Deshmaya, and we have to have only the Rebbeinu Shalom's help, that we should have Erlich Yiddish Kinder. There is no greater insurance. One would able to go and buy insurance to have Erlich Kinder, everybody would run to buy insurance to have Erlich Kinder. The greatest insurance to have Erlich Kinder is to worry about the Rebbeinu Shalom's children. Bonim atem l'Hashem elekeichem. Every single Yid is a child of the Rebbeinu Shalom. When the Rebbeinu Shalom sees that people worry about his children, the Rebbeinu Shalom worries about that person's children. The greatest beracha that there is to this Balach Sanya, that they opened up their house for an Indian of worrying about the Rebbeinu Shalom's children, and the Rebbeinu Shalom watch over their children, that they should grow up to be Erlich Yidden, that they should be able to be mekabelt by Mashiach Tzidkenu with ganze Deiris. Partners in Torah. What does it mean, a shutfis? Partners. We have to make a shutfis. The Rebbeinu Shalom created this world. We created this world that we should become shutfim with him in this creation. The Gemara tells us, Kaloyime vayichulu erev Shabbos, nas shutif namaise bereshis. The Rebbeinu Shalom tells us that we can become shutfim in his world. We can become shutfim together with him in creating this world. How can we become shutfim with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? We become shutfim with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam when we bring him back in the Shama. Eliyahu HaNavi was mechaya one person. Elisha asked when Eliyahu HaNavi passed from this world, V'yivna pishnayim beruchacha, I want to have the schiyah to be mechaya two meis. A person that brings a person back to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that brings a neshama that doesn't know from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that doesn't know there exists a Rebbeinu Shel Olam on the world, and brings him back to know that there is a Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and brings him back to connect himself back to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that person is a mechaya mason. The Zohar HaKadosh says so, the Yaris Dvash says so, that when we make a bracha every day, v'neman ato l'achi is mason. We are not talking about mesim that are mes begashmis. We're talking about mesim that are mes beruchnis. We're talking about a person that doesn't know from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that his neshama is wandering. And we wake him up and we bring him back to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We are mechaya mesim. Is there a greater shutvis with the Beira Olam? The Beira Olam created a person. The Rebbeinu Olam is Ve'ein Doim Elecha U'mi Doim Elecha. There's nobody like the Rebbeinu Olam that makes Tchiyas HaMeisim. But we can make Tchiyas HaMeisim. When we bring back Neshames to the Rebbeinu Olam, we are being Mechaya Meisim. We're making alive people that Rishoyim Bechayayim Kruyim Meisim. And we're making them alive. We're bringing them back to Torah HaKadosh. It was touched upon before. And I want to bring out a very deep nekuda. Yesterday there was a conference of people that came together from all the kiruv organizations. And I spoke to somebody that was machze b'tshuva b'li guzma. B'li guzma, hundreds of Israeli boys and girls in this area. Hundreds. He sent 250 boys to yeshiva. 250 boys he sent back to yeshiva in the old forum. He told me a davar nifla. What is the reason of his atzlacha? There are no kunzen in being machze b'tshuva. There are organizations that claim that they can be machzor b'tshuva with kunzen. There are no kunzen in being machzor b'tshuva. There is only one thing that can be machzor yid b'tshuva. The Torah HaKadosh can be machzor yid b'tshuva. Nothing else can be machzor yid b'tshuva. If a yid learns Torah, the Torah turns on his neshama, the Torah lights his neshama, the Torah can bring him back. It's not to believe how fast Torah can bring a person back. Has been shown that with learning Torah, especially with Israelis who don't have the blockage of not knowing Lashon HaKodesh, and it's much easier to introduce them to Torah, in a very short amount of time, they can become Erlich Yidden, because the Torah HaKodesh changes them. When he told me that, I decided to learn a new pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that the Torah is called Sam HaChayim. Why is the Torah called Sam? Why is the Torah called Sam? Maybe in today's generation we have a new pshat. Drugs! Everybody knows what drugs can do to a person. And everybody knows what drugs does to a person. Doesn't take weeks, doesn't take months. Drugs as a koyach to destroy a person and to addict a person very fast, and changes a person very fast. Chazal told us that the Torah HaKadosh is Sam HaChayim. The Chazal told us that's a drug. It addicts a person. A person becomes connected to it. And when a person becomes connected to the Torah HaKadosh, it changes him. It opens up his eyes. It changes the way he thinks. It changes his heart. It changes his taivas. It changes the person completely. Let us go a little bit further. Also something that was touched upon. Not only changes the person who you learn with. The Torah HaKadosh tells us in Rus. In Rus we learn what Nomi spoke to Rus. And it says in Pasuk, Batar kihi misametzes. Those learned Daf Yomi now in the Chelet. Batar kihi misametzes. They saw that she was misametzes. Who is the he that's misametzes? I heard from the Heilige Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He said over from the Rebbe of Henach, from Alexander, Adobal Nifla. Fatar ki hi misametzes. Nomi felt strength in Yiddishkeit. Nomi felt she became stronger. So she knew Rus meant it truthfully. She knew that Rus meant it ernst. Rus really wanted to become a Yid because Fatar ki hi misametzes. Her own Yiddishkeit became stronger. A person who learns partners and data with somebody else, his own emunah becomes stronger. How many times do we talk emunah in our lives? I think that none of us ever heard about Amunah in our yeshiva years, and none of us ever spoke about Amunah. Amunah is a subject which you don't touch. And you know what it says in Svarim Agadeshim? The Pasuk says in Yirmiya, Ovdohem Amunah, you know why Amunah is lost? Ki nichrisam yipiyem, because we don't talk Amunah. We don't talk about the Beira Olam. We don't talk that the Beira Olam on the world. Hemanti the Heilige Lechevich says, you know why I have Amti? You know why I believe that the Beira Olam ki adaber? Because I talk about the Beira Olam. Could you imagine talking on the telephone and having to talk Emunah? Having to talk to the Beira Olam? Talking to somebody in the other end of America who never heard about the Beira Olam? Telling him there's a Beira Olam in the world? Proving there's a Beira Olam in the world? How much that will strengthen our Emunah? How much we will live differently when we live with Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How much we gain by that? Of course we gain a lot. Of course we gain a lot by having a partner in Torah. How much do we gain when we see that partners in Torah could grow, and partners in Torah could grow immensely? It doesn't need a lot of money to ratva and sham. It doesn't need a lot of money to ratva, a lot of neshamas. It needs organization. It needs people to work behind the organization, and it needs people to be toimach the organization. And our der, we saw Amir de Kezach, we see organizations that mean l'shem shamayim, that mean the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's the proof that an organization means the Ribbono Shel Olam? There are two kinds of people on the world. There are people that want to be askanim, that they want that I should be the one that brings the end product. I should be the one that's on my name the end product. I have to be the one that does it. Not that one, not that one. It should be my organization. There are people that mean the Beira Olam. And when you mean the Beira Olam, it's no different if my organization does it, if he learns by me or he learns by somebody else, if somebody else is going to take credit for it or I am going to take credit for it. And when somebody runs an organization and he doesn't have to have the end product, he's able to send this one to there, and this one to here, and this one to somewhere else, then you mean the Beira Olam. You mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. You mean to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And that's why you're Matzliach. When a person means Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, Rabbi Chanan said that when a person goes through a toll booth and he says that he's part of the Melucha, he doesn't pay any tolls. When a person says, Oyma ani maisai lemelech, when a person comes and says, I'm not working for myself, I'm working for Melech Malcha Amalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emissary on this world, I'm doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work on this world, then the roads are open. Then you see Siyata Deshmaya, you see Chutzle Dech HaTevedik Siyata Deshmaya. Partners in Teira saw Siyata Deshmaya for one reason, because they're able to send one here, one there, to that organization, to that organization. It doesn't have to be that he stays by me and I have a hold on him and he's on one of my numbers and I have proof that he's mine and he's mine and he's mine again. Because we don't work for ourselves, we work for the Rishon. And the schia to be toimech in such an organization, not to be toimech on a one-time basis in the organization, to become involved in the organization, to realize what the organization does, to be able to expand, there's a lot to expand. There's numbers that are impossible for us even to understand to what degree we are able to turn over the world. How many neshamas are there that are waiting to be asked, learn with me an hour, give me an hour a week, give me a half hour a week. How many neshamas are out there that we could light the candle and we could change the lives, and we could change the face of America? There are so many neshamas. All of you probably travel around America. You know how many Yidden there are in New Jersey that don't know from Yiddishkeit. How many Yidden there are in other places in America that don't know from Yiddishkeit. And you know the other side of the coin. How many have returned? And if you realize how many have returned, you realize how many more can return. And it's not hard. It's very, very easy. One thing it needs people involved. People should get involved to be helped. People should get help involved to help monetarily, to help the organization grow, to help the organization expand. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants the Geula Shleima. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants the Geula Shleima. We are standing now in the 9 days. All that we are thinking about is Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to bring back all of us to Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to be Shavu Bonim with the Geula. The Rebbeinu Shalom asks, I can't bring back Bonim Legvulam, but I don't have all my Bonim. I don't have all my children. I'm not ready to go home with half of my children. I'm only ready to go home with full baggage. I'm only ready to go home with every neshama. Ki loy yidach mimenu nidach. I am not ready to leave one Yiddish neshama behind. Every Yiddish neshama has to come back with us. Every Yiddish neshama has to come back. And that's why the Geula didn't come yet. Not because the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't want the Geula. The Geula didn't come yet. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants the Tikkun of Klal Yisrael. We will work and we will do our utmost to bring back more and more neshamas. That's how we are mekarev the Geula. So is there a better time than the 9 days to be meshabed ourselves to partners in Torah, to be meshabed ourselves to be shutfim lemaisa bereishis, to be shutfim mitchias hameisim? Know what it says in Yaras Dvash? And the Shlich Tzibbe says, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Amesim. 3 times a day, he goes to Malach. Malach, he goes and brings to Rebbeinu Shalom a picture of the person in this world that is machs the people to tshuva. He shows the Rebbeinu Shalom, look at this picture of this person, and he is Mechaya Amesim. Chelik Aleph, Drush Yud, Nyaras Dvash. You all see it inside. It says in Nyaras Dvash, Rabbi Yonason. That's what a person has. Brings back a person with tshuva. Picture is shown to the Beira Olam. Could you imagine what kind of schia that is? To be able to be in front of the Beira Olam, that you are the one that's Mechaya Mesim. Chiyas HaMesim, the Gemara says in Sefer Ksubis, is only the Tal Shel Torah. There's nothing else that can make Chiyas HaMesim. Tal, a little bit of not rain. Tal is a few drops. A few drops of Torah make Chiyas HaMesim. Drop a few drops of Torah on a few people. Become a partner in Torah. Become a partner in Tomech Zayn Torah. Tomech Zayn partners of Torah. Then we'll have the Talsha of Torah. There'll be Machiah, so many more Mason. We'll be Zeichet to the Geula Shleima.